MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting now with Quibin Reddy, founder and CEO of Credo Mobility. Quibin, appreciate the early morning time. In a growing second-hand vehicle market, we're certainly seeing it growing faster than in the new vehicle market. A key point is vehicle valuations. First question for you, how are vehicles currently valued in South Africa in the second-hand space?
And thanks for having me. So the there's a single supplier of a guide into the industry, and that guide gives you an indication of a unique make, model, and variant of a vehicle linked to certain year models. So the introduction year of when that vehicle would have come out, and a discontinuation year, and between those years, a trade and retail value is produced linked to that derivative. And the methodology of creating or producing that trade and retail value is really a historical view on that vehicle. So sales activity is recorded on that particular derivative from a previous period in order to almost determine or predict what the current month or, you know, up to maybe 2 months or 3 months in the into the future that vehicle would depreciate at.
I get your point, but and you mentioned that, you know, sort of 2-3 months into the future. In other words, quite short term. How I mean, I'm thinking, you know, we're sitting here in the world of obviously of internet, of artificial intelligence. How sort of smart is this process, or is it still a fairly not manual, but perhaps a little outdated in terms of some of the technology?
Absolutely, and I think that's where quite honestly, that's where the big gap comes in. So, you know, traditionally the data would be collected from dealerships physically. So a dealership would record, this is their sales data. They would send it through manually into the central database, etc. Over time, obviously, with the electronic systems, that became more electronic. But the fact is, if you're using lagging sales data, one, the market has changed rapidly. So in terms of volume of sales, etc., that's reduced significantly over the last, I would say, 10 to 15 years. Pre-global financial crisis was sort of the height of the motor industry in South Africa. So you've got a factor of volume, and then secondly, quality plays a big role, the quality of the data itself that's feeding into the system. And you're right. So currently, in a real-term sense, in terms of how dealers will actually access different data points or different data sets, et cetera, to value and look at what a vehicle is worth in terms of what they should pay or what they should sell for. There's a number of different online sources. So a dealer might use a marketplace to gauge what's the current number of vehicles of that derivative available in the market. You know, if he has to buy one or price one that a dealer's got 10 in stock already or in his region, those are vehicles of high supply. You know, his pricing is going to adjust significantly based on that. And the big gap is that the traditional valuation models or systems haven't necessarily factored in all of those dynamics to price in a real-time situation.
And we're talking here, my initial question and thought stream was around sort of, you know, my purchasing a second-hand vehicle, or maybe I'm doing a trade-in. But there's a bigger implication here as well, which is in terms of insurance, which obviously needs a reliable price point and as it changes, because, you know, otherwise you can find yourself either under or over-insured for a particular vehicle.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the bigger, broader conversation across the ecosystem. So when you look at insurance, banking, the dealership environment and the consumer, I think the other gap that's been created or that hasn't been sort of satisfied is that over time, those industries are working in totally different ways, and they are using different data points to determine the different requirements. So the dealer, as an example, is buying and selling on the day. It's almost likened to a stock exchange kind of environment, and the dealer is probably the most sensitive, because they have, in the short term, the most to lose. If you overpay or underpay, you know, it affects margin, you can't move the car quick enough, there's high repercussions there. And then to your point, the insurance impact, and we saw this during COVID as an example. So during COVID, there were supply issues on new vehicles with the semiconductor issues, et cetera. that spiked used vehicle values, not across the board, but there were certain models and variants that increased by up to 30 to 40%.
Wow.
Now, many consumers in that situation would have found themselves in a difficult situation because they would have purchased pre-COVID,
mm-hmm.
and the valuation at the time, you know, that's what the used vehicle value is that would have been used by the insurer and the banking system. And that's fundamentally different at that point in time from a replacement value. So if you were a consumer and your car was written off during COVID, the chances of you being underinsured were extremely high, just purely because of that dynamics. The second thing, during COVID, we picked up as well, is that even in the banking system, so a dealer would be purchasing a used vehicle for 30 to 40% over what the traditional retail value would be showing, you know, as per a book or a guide.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks would question, you know, why is the financing of that vehicle going to be 30 to 40% higher? And that created contention as well. And inevitably, you know, all that happened during COVID is the banks relaxed some of their models or allowed, you know, for this overage. But it does create a big issue when real-time economics and real-time data points are not being utilized.
You mentioned up front as well around a single dominant player. I mean, is this a space where there are new players coming, where new systems are being used, or is it kind of stuck in where it is? I mean, are we seeing some innovation and changes coming through to sort of snip away at the dominant player?
Yeah, look, I think absolutely. The challenge is the barriers are quite high. So you've got a dominant player that's been around for over 60 years. The print book in itself is not available anymore. So that was discontinued a few years ago. But, you know, the reality is it's that the model or the output hasn't fundamentally changed. So all you did was change the channel by going from, you know, print to digital. So you're still getting effectively the same output. So the barriers are high. However, to your point, there's a number of innovations in that space. One of the big challenges around adoption is getting a customer. So whether you consider a customer, a dealer, a bank or an insurer, et cetera, is to adopt a complementary service or an alternate service. And I think, you know, the thinking, Simon, is not so much that you have to replace. So there's a space for a historical valuation and a consistent, predictable, you know, value on a vehicle. If you look at banks and insurers, they're more concerned about the future value of that car because they're operating on the risk in the future versus a dealer is current time. So I think, you know, there's definitely innovation in that space. It's become easier also to access data points, access data at quality. If you look at the vehicles just advertised, you know, on different platforms, there is consistency and standardization that's occurred over the years in terms of that data that's sitting out there. So there's definitely innovation, but the gaps and the barriers, or rather the barriers more, are still quite high to get adoption across the ecosystem.
Yeah, but I also like to point out, it doesn't need to be an either or, it can be a blend of. We'll leave it there. Scriben Reddy, founder and CEO, Credo Mobility, appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.